This is Let's Talk Big, The Big Read, with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is What My Bones Know by acclaimed journalist Stephanie Fu. It's the story of her reckoning and healing by investigating the little understood science behind complex PTSD and how it's shaped her life. Here, sharing their insight about the book, What My Bones Know, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
I'm Jen Hazel, and I have with me Jane Berger. And so, we are not doing a passage today, but we're going to talk about a very important event.
The human library, and it is exactly what it sounds like. Humans are books. This is not a new concept. It is something that started in 2000 in Denmark and has been a worldwide event for many businesses and nonprofits and such. The goal of the human library is to allow people to come together in a safe space and have an open conversation one-on-one in the hopes that some education on a topic will help to open minds and allow stigmas to just dissipate. I've always loved this, and I've wanted to do one for so long, so I was so excited when we did our first one last year. And here we are planning another one. But I feel that it is more relevant now as we navigate a new way of life post-pandemic. And we have had leaders in our world who have made it, and I'm doing air quotes, okay to share opinions, be them positive or negative, hurtful or not. I think it's kind of given permission for others to just pipe up with their ideas and not always in a respectful way. And that's what we aim to accomplish in the human library, is by these conversations that you have with a human book that, you know, you may not agree with the topic of a particular book, you may not understand that particular book, but all we ask is that you be respectful of everybody. And that's what we're trying to have happen here, is we just need more respect generally in our world. We don't have to love everybody, but we do need to be respectful of every human. And, you know, our country was founded on many cultures and many different types of people coming together. We used to be known as America the Melting Pot. And somewhere along the line, that's not something we value as much anymore. So there are many people who want us to be, you know, more alike, I guess, and not have as many different ideas and personalities and such. So the books that we will have in the human library aim to educate and enlighten the readers. So book topics can be on anything from a particular profession to a lifestyle to, it could be anything. We plan to have 10 books, and they will be on a variety of topics.
Jane, can you give us a preview on what we might be seeing?
Oh, of course I can. So we have, I believe, 4 books confirmed. So we have one book that is transitioning from male to female, and just the trials and such that this individual is going through. We have a police officer, and we know that, you know, through the news media, you know, all the issues currently that police officers are going through, and this isn't necessarily all new. We have someone who has been in the foster care and adoption kind of system. We have someone who suffers from anxiety and depression. And then I am hoping to talk to a member of the military and have him as part of our human library. He comes with a lot of experience and travel. This is a career for this individual. And I have also invited this individual's spouse to be a book. She has almost single-handedly raised 4 children because he's been gone so much of their marriage and the, you know, growing up of their kids and just how she got through, because you know, and then with the worry, you know, he's not always, you know, been in locations that are, you know, safe and tourist worthy. So, you know, there's been an element of stress and concern. So those are the ones I'm, most of those are confirmed. The military, I'm hoping to confirm here in the next week or so. And then there's a few others that are.
Well, it sounds like, you know, it's going to be riveting.
It is. It
my
is.
Fingers and my toes are crossed that we will have everyone who we would like to have.
So, Jane, can you give us the deets on the Human Library if we want to attend?
I would be delighted. It is on Thursday, November 3rd from 10 to noon in Heritage Hall 123. We are in a little bit of a larger venue, expecting a larger crowd, so come on out. As I said, these are one-on-one conversations with individual human books. 15 minutes, ask your questions. If after you hear the little snippet that the book shares with you, maybe no question comes to mind, we even have some starter questions for you to get the conversation going. But I can guarantee that you will come out of this experience with a much different perspective with at least one book than you went into this event. So I really do hope you make some time. It's not a huge all-day commitment. You can pop in between classes and have a conversation, or you can come for the entire two-hour period. So I just hope you come, because it'll be worthwhile.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jane. I am always delighted when we do this. This will be number 3 for us, and then we did help at the one last spring at the Toledo Lucas County Public Library. So number 3, super exciting, lucky number 3. So that'll do it for us today. On behalf of myself, Jen Hazel, and Jane Berger, keep talking big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, the Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.